Growing up in Taiwan, Dean Huang always knew he wanted to study abroad in the United States.
This idea of coming abroad to study was always in the back of my mind. And so I just decided, oh, this is what I want to do. I want to go study abroad. If I go abroad, the people who will be in my life will be a lot more diverse, and it's really cool.
So when he turned 18, Dean moved to Seattle to study at the University of Washington.
At first, I was really shy. I am not comfortable in my English. And all of my friends who graduated from college, after their internship, they head back to Taiwan, like, one by one. So I kind of shift my center of my life from international student group to, like, local people over there and, you know, working with locals 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. They are, like, become one of my closest friends. So, yeah, I definitely feel more comfortable and more accepted.
Over his decade in Seattle, Dean had made a life for himself. He became a massive Seahawks fan, went hiking, started a relationship, and he became a U.S. citizen. In many ways, he was living his American dream. But that all changed when he got an unexpected message.
I was actually on vacation in Chicago in August, and then just a text from my brother Patrick saying that, oh, my parents in Taiwan received like a summon letter from military, and like, this is the final warning. This is not like a notice, like, oh, you have to start thinking about joining. This is like a final call because you have been missing for so many years, and this is like a serious legal issue. You have to respond.
Taiwan has compulsory military service for all males. So even though Dean was 30 years old and had an American passport, he was also still a Taiwanese citizen too, and therefore required to go back and serve for a year. So Dean faced a choice, to obey or ignore the summons.
My first reaction is that you are going to give up everything you have established here, your career, your relationship, and also a lot of things you have to deal with. You have to sell your car, you have to rent out your apartment, basically pack your life for the past 10 years and going back to something you are not wanting to do at all, and then you don't know what happened after that. You may not reach back to where you were. So the internet is full of advice, some legal ones, some illegal ones. Like, they recommend you to change your legal names on your U.S. passport and then just go back to Taiwan if you really need to go visit your family and use your U.S. passport as a tourist. And some people just like, oh, just don't go back. There's no reason to go back. Like, your life is better here. Why waste your time and, you know, risk by going back? And so it's just a lot of advice, but none of them are really good advice. My parents they're getting older. It's hard for them to take like a 10-hour flight to come here to visit. And obviously, if you don't go back, you break the law and you probably go to jail if you attempt to go back again. So it will be very hard for me to see my parents again. 1 year is not a long time, and I can still come back and reestablish what I have already established. One of the great things about the U.S. is that there's a lot of opportunities. You don't have to stick with the same positions and same careers like sometimes you have to do in Asian countries. You can always start over, and opportunities are still there. So I feel like it's a hard thing to do, but it's the right thing to do, to go back and serve my duty and restart if I need to. You report, and then there's like an intense 2 weeks training camp where you were really trained like a soldier. It was intense, and everything you expect out of military. You have no freedom at all. Like, they don't treat you like an adult. So there's basically I think this is by design. They just try to make you suffer. They just try to make life as hard as they can.
But Dean soon learned that military service isn't what it used to be. The country had begun allowing people to do civilian work as alternative service, like teaching or firefighting. In Dean's case, his year happened to overlap with the 2017 Summer Universiad. It's sort of like the Olympics for student athletes. And Dean says it was the biggest sporting event his country had ever hosted. He landed a job there as a translator.
In the beginning, you report in uniform. And after a while, my colleagues stopped care. They just say, you can just come in like as if you work here. You don't have to like be a soldier here. You just be our colleagues. So from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., I'm working as a civilian. I'm just hanging out with my colleagues and, you know, work like everybody else. But once you get off work, you have like a three-hour window to finish your dinner and you have to report back. So obviously, I miss the, you know, being going able to go to gym and hang out with friends, beer after work, that kind of stuff in Seattle. But, you know, I'm always passionate in sports, and being able to be involved in such a large sports event for a year, it's pretty cool. I also make a lot of group friends there, and it's kind of like, yeah, I was sad leaving the U.S. and going back to Taiwan, but when the time comes, I was sad again when I need to leave Taiwan. Taiwan is not as small as I think. By living there 1 year, I feel like I can also learn a lot over there. I can also grow myself in a different way over there. It changed my opinions about Taiwan. I don't think I would trade anything for that year, really, honestly. Taiwan has a lot of influence on me, on the person I am. One of the best things about an international student is that you can try to combine the best of both cultures. I can learn good things on the Western cultures, but I can also keep the good part in the Eastern cultures. So I think, you know, you can always get another job, you can always start another career, but you just don't throw away nationalities like that, I guess.
Dean Huang now lives in Boston, where he works in biotechnology.
踩着薄暮走向余晖。